Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so for today's show, pretty cool starting it off, giving some love and respect to the crew of Inspiration 4, which is going on a rocket ship later on this evening, compliments of SpaceX. And they're the first civilians to ever do this, so you're going to hear us start with that, with the national anthem. But then we're going to get to Ashley. Yesterday, she got a bombardment of phone calls and text messages after missing a meeting and a half. And then, of course, the governor of the state of Florida made some big announcements that are definitely going to revamp the education system. So if you're a parent or a teacher or anybody who's interested in what's going on with our kids today and their learning, then this is the episode to listen to from beginning to end. And it starts right now. Well, some exciting stuff to be excited about. That's funny. Let's get to what's going on with SpaceX. Like, tonight there's going to be another launch. What's going to make tonight's launch different? And I remember seeing this yesterday and just kind of being like, wow, man, this is really happening. So tonight is going to be SpaceX's all civilian. It's the first time ever crew going up on the Inspiration 4.
Well, and you know, I was listening this morning to the news and how, like, I heard this statement and I was like, ooh. Wait, that's got to rub astronauts, the ones that have trained for a really long time or have been in other careers before they could become an astronaut the wrong way. Because I heard a statement this morning that said, you know, people don't have to train to be astronauts anymore to officially get, like, the astronaut title and what it means. So this is the one that, if you remember, I think it was earlier this year we were talking about it because it was big news that they were civilians and you've got... the one girl, Haley, who's the youngest member of the crew, she's a childhood bone cancer survivor, and they all represent, like, a different word. She represents hope. And then there's Chris, a guy who's 42. He's a former U.S. Air Force veteran. He represents generosity. And then you've got a 51-year-old earth science professor who in 2009 missed out on becoming a NASA astronaut. So he represents prosperity. And then Jared Isaacman is the other gentleman who represents leadership. So these are all literally just four civilians, non-NASA employees going up to space tonight, as long as, of course, it's not scrubbed or anything.
Yeah, because of weather. It's a three-day mission, too.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting is, Ash, you brought up a really great point, because as we get to witness the future upon us, you know, we're seeing civilians go up into space. Can we give some love and some tribute to some of those old legends that they did it first? They spent years and years being pilots in other areas, whether it was Coast Guard, Navy, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like you said, they had to work their way up, right? You know, to get it to this point.
We had a leadership thing with our company, Obi and I, January like of last year out at Kennedy Space Center, where we got to hear from one of those astronauts. And that's what's so, I think, eye-opening, is because we got to hear this gentleman speak about how they all had previous careers that were so amazing and incredible, and like the credibility and credentials that they have from those other jobs to become astronauts. And now we're at this point where four were selected based off of, you know, who they are as people in our world, in our everyday life. You know, they all represent something different.
Very cool. So to the new crew, to the old crew that paved the way, to you this morning from Obi, Ashley, and those of us here at K92.3, the national anthem. This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country, the station that has yet to stop paying your bills. We don't know what kind of bills you have. You may even be somebody with a gambling problem.
Oh, gosh.
You may owe somebody a grand. Anyways, you're going to get $5,000 every single day, okay? So that starts at 8 o'clock. Ashley, how you feeling this morning? I've never known you to miss a meeting, and yesterday you had quite the day.
Oh, wow. So, okay, if you haven't listened Monday or Tuesday, we've been talking about, like, okay, the weekend, 3 days of going from, like, what, 10 a.m. to about midnight every day. is like so exhausting being on your feet, going to and from, walking across the festival grounds. And I, even yesterday morning, I was like, I don't feel right still. I'm foggy brained, still super tired, exhausted. Yesterday, I had, did the morning show, and then I had an 11 o'clock doctor's appointment, then I had a 12 o'clock meeting. Then after that ended, I was like, oh, perfect. I'm going to squeeze in a quick nap before my 2:30 meeting and then my 3 o'clock meeting.
God.
So 2:30 rolls around, 3 rolls around, and I'm still asleep. I wake up in a panic at 3:30 to 30 text messages, multiple phone calls from the people whose the meetings were supposed to be with. And look at my phone. I'm like, why didn't my alarm go off? I know I set it for 2:15. Open it up, and I set it for 2:15 a.m. So that was not going to help me. But it was one of those moments where I woke up in the panic and your heart, and you're just like running around like crazy. And I had to get on my computer for this meeting. So I pull it open. I'm texting them back. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Well, and by that time, you're like 30 minutes late.
Oh, at that point, you're basically, the one meeting basically was done. And the other one I just hopped in on the end of. And you know, when you're at that point, then you can kind of feel like a jerk and don't even want to like chime in on whatever's being talked about, because then I'm like, oh, like who's she to say anything right now and come in on this meeting?
Yeah, welcome to the conversation.
Oh yeah, nice of you to join us.
So there's a couple things here that I found funny. You know, it is interesting because you listening right now, if you could place yourself in those shoes, you know, when that alarm goes off and it's the wrong time, or when you forget to set the alarm and you wake up and you realize that you've missed or you're late. That anxiety feeling, like the way that the heart starts pumping and the way that you become so apologetic. You start calling everybody and you're like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And another thing that I wanted to say, too, is the reason why you woke up to about 30 plus text messages is because Ashley is not known for missing meetings.
No, not at all. And two, like, you know, normally on a day when I have meetings like that are so back to back, I wouldn't even try and squeeze a nap in. But I had still felt so tired that like, oh my gosh, like I've got to lay down for a second. And that, I mean, thank goodness it was all with coworkers here, different meetings for things going on here.
Right, nothing vital.
Yeah, and they weren't like they were meetings that couldn't go on without me per se. I mean, one of them kind of was, but the other had so many people in it that I was like, okay. You know, I'm sure they took care of it, but still, I felt horrible.
Okay, what about today? You taking a nap? You gonna actually recoup?
So today, I mean, as you know, Obi, we might talk about it later on the show, but I'm going out of town. I had PTO planned for tomorrow and Friday, like months and months ago. So today, I've got to get stuff done for that trip, but it'll be a very relaxing trip where hopefully I won't be doing anything. So I just gotta get there. I gotta get to tomorrow.
Golly. And how many of us are running like that, right? Like,
yeah, running, I don't even have kids or anything.
Burning like, candles at both ends.
For real.
All right, okay, so Governor DeSantis yesterday. If you're a Floridian, you're gonna wanna hear what he had to say. If you're not a Floridian, you're still gonna wanna hear what he had to say, man. A lot of stuff happened yesterday, and we'll cover it right now. Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood. That song is massive, and it's brand spanking new, too.
For real.
Yeah. Obi and Ashley, K92.3 on your Wednesday. So, some interesting things happening, especially if you're a parent, and teachers. Teachers. I know that teachers across the state are kind of celebrating what happened yesterday with what Governor Ron DeSantis said to everybody. I don't know why I said that so Spanish.
DeSantis.
Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, DeSantis, basically, he says the FSA is outdated, which if you're a parent, so like the only reason why I'm familiar with this stuff is because I have a sister-in-law who's a teacher, I have a best friend who's a teacher, and the Common Core. So he's trying to get rid of the FSA testing and Common Core, fully eliminate Common Core. Now, the thing is, it has to be passed by the legislature. So during the next session, whenever that is, they didn't tell us in this specific article, but it has to be passed first. And Obi and I in here were talking about it just because, you know, us growing up, we didn't have Common Core, but we've heard nightmares about how horrible it's been. And I posted it to my Instagram last night once this news came out that he was trying to get this to happen for next school year. Like, one of the moms made a really good point, and she said, I know a lot of people are going to be happy about it, but that's what my kid learned on. Like, even though we didn't understand it, that's what they learned on.
Right, because they've had no choice.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is kind of interesting, because I know teachers, like, dread it, because you have to stick to the Common Core curriculum.
Yeah.
And can't go off of it, even though you might have lesson plans for other things. So they're saying this new move is going to allow for them to do like progress type reports, foster individual growth instead of the end of the year testing standardized.
Yeah, so I've heard from a lot of people, like, you know, over the years, especially with having kids, that Common Core really ripped teachers and robbed teachers of being able to teach in very creative ways.
Yep.
And so this is very cool. And this is what the governor himself said yesterday.
This is going to be more student friendly. This is going to be more parent friendly. And this is going to be more teacher friendly. So this is moving Florida forward, I think, in a really good way. We're going to be able to more accurately measure progress during this way, but do it in a way that, again, is much more friendly and sensible for everybody involved.
You know, I love it. What he's calling for is a complete overhaul of the Florida Standardized Assessment Testing Program for that affects right now, I think it's something like 2.6 million kids.
Yeah.
And so this would be really nice if they can get 75% less testing and more learning done. So anyways, just worth kind of digging in if you want to find out a little bit more about that. And if you're somebody who's like, I don't care, I just want my kid to just learn, just know that they're probably going to be learning in a lot less stressful environment.
Well,
now,
somebody made a good point that said, oh, well, it's just going to be basically a different way we're going to have to learn to teach them with whatever comes out. So, you know, pick your battles.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Well, I totally realize that there's a group of our audience who did not know who Norm McDonald was, because Melissa, our midday girl, who's in her mid-20s, had no idea yesterday when hearing the news that he had passed away. However, I'm 33, Obie's 40, and we definitely know who Norm McDonald was, and the name sometimes may not ring a bell, which is why you gotta like Google, look up his picture, but you'll know him from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Also, I remember him as Billy Madison, the movie Billy Madison, Adam Sandler's good friend in that movie. But he passed away at the age of 61. And the reason why it came to a surprise is because he had been battling cancer for 9 years, and it was a private battle. So nobody knew he was even sick. Apparently, one of his good friends that works in the industry with him said that he didn't want people to know, because he didn't want people to treat him differently. He didn't want people to know and go throughout the process that way. So Norm McDonald, only 61 years old, that news coming out yesterday. He was also known for writing for Roseanne, The Dennis Miller Show.
Oh, incredibly funny. And no wonder why Melissa doesn't remember him, is because for the past 9 years, he has been keeping it on the low.
Totally.
So, yeah, so man, you know, our prayers go to the family. I mean, very, very funny guy.
Seriously, and not to be somber, you know, but sometimes you got to address these things, because Cole Swindell also shared just the other day that his mother passed away, and this was 8 years after his father passed away. If you remember that, and you're close with the country music scene, Cole Swindell sharing that about his father years ago, it was very, very sad. He wrote that song, You Should Be Here, for his dad, and then just the other day, kind of posting on an Instagram story as he was on a plane and just how beautiful the sky looked, that he had lost his mom. So our thoughts and prayers definitely with Cole Swindell during this time. And then yesterday, big announcement as far as the show at the House of Blues. It's been a while since we've had one there. And Riley Green, gonna be there November 11th now. He's one of those artists, too, that has a huge, huge underground following. Was selling out tickets long before he ever got on a record label. So Riley Green, November 11th. All the rest of this week, you're going to have tickets for that show in the afternoons with Slater.
Ashley's All Access is brought to you by SafeTouch Security, home of the verified response.
The Obie and Ashley podcast is brought to you by All American Solar, where you can harness the power of the sun to power your home or business and free yourself from ever-rising power bills.
While helping the environment, you can schedule your free estimate today by calling 386-GO-SOLAR or visiting allamericansolar.com.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
It looks like we've got ourselves here the Ombre edition of the O-Town Showdown. We've got Paul representing Palm Bay.
Yep.
Hey.
And Jake of St. Cloud.
Yes, sir.
Woo-wee!
Hey.
All right, so why don't you neighbors say good morning to each other?
Morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
Nice.
Pretty good.
Nice. All right, here's the way the game is played. Our beautiful co-host here, Ashley.
Hi.
She's got three questions for you. And the questions, they're not that hard. It's not who's the smartest.
Nope.
It's who's the quickest. Using their sound and having the right answer, that's how you'll win the showdown. All right, gentlemen?
All right.
All right, let's get those sounds for you guys. Paul. When you think you're right, what's going to be your sound?
Goober.
Goober.
That's what I call my dog.
Oh, I love that. I love that. All right, Jake, what's going to be your sound when you think you're right?
Bang.
Bang. Simple enough. Let's get ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Question number one. SpaceX is sending how many civilians into space tonight?
Bang. Goober.
Okay, Jake, what you got?
Two.
Not two.
It's not two. For the steel, Paul?
I want to say six.
Oh, right in between there, guys. It's four.
Four civilians going up tonight. No worries. New question number one.
All right. Question number one. Governor DeSantis just announced yesterday he's trying to get rid of this in Florida schools.
Oh, what you got, Paul?
The MFCAT thing, to where they don't have to take those stupid special classes.
I mean, you know.
We'll take it. Because that's what I'm going to tell my wife later. Hey, did you hear about this thing?
They're trying to get rid of this stupid testing thing.
All right. Okay. So we got one for Palm Bay. Which means Jacob St. Cloud and you want to stay in the game.
All right. Question number two, technically. This fast food restaurant that serves tacos is trying out a 30-day subscription Goober. Service.
Oh, Paul, what you got?
I'm going to go Taco Bell.
Brand new.
Yeah, a subscription service. I don't know what that's going to entail. But Paul, congratulations. You're the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Congratulations, Paul. So we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Colt Ford here in Orlando at the Ace Cafe October 8th.
All right.
All right. Now, Jake, we want redemption with you. You okay with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Awesome. Now, for right now, though, we're going to put our arms around you. Come here for this air hug, Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it in.
Come here. Oh, he's a squeezer. He's a squeezer. Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Woo-wee!
Yeah!
K92.3.
Doing the right thing! Obi and Ashley in the morning.
This is always our favorite part of the morning where we get to highlight somebody out there doing the right thing.
Yeah, and this one's pretty unique because we don't have these boys' names. But we do have the person who snapped a photo of them. So we're going to talk about Jackie Hornback of Batesville, Indiana, where she snapped a photo. She was just enjoying herself having lunch at a park. Well, across the street from the park was a cemetery. And there was a funeral procession that had just parked and just taken place. And she was kind of just watching. And she noticed that it was for a veteran. It was a full military procession.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And these boys that were on bikes with their backpacks just coming home from school, this is where Jackie took a picture of them because it's almost as if they were synchronized, as if these boys completely understood the amount of respect that was due to this military veteran who was being laid to rest, because she said that they had dropped their bags, they stopped their bikes, they got off of their bikes, and they stood at attention while they heard the famous taps that's typically played for somebody who is laid to rest.
That just gave me goosebumps because kids nowadays, sometimes, you know, unless a parent or someone in their life is telling them what it means, you know, to be a veteran or someone in the military serving our country, for them to come, drop all their stuff, throw their bikes down and stand at attention, that's very impressive.
Pretty admirable. And the photo, you know how they say a picture's worth a thousand words. I mean, you see these kids with their, you know, standing at what we would call, you know, if you're sitting in formation, parade rest. You know, so they're sitting there in respect and just so cool to see these kids. And like what Ashley said, that's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah,
somebody
sure
passes that down. So
that
we don't know.
I got to post that to Obi and Ashley's Facebook page because that is a really cool picture.
Well, and it's a good reminder to me, too. You know, so I've got an uncle who's in the military, but, you know, I don't get to talk to him that often that I would share this with my kids. But this story makes me want to share it with the kids.
Right.
How important it is to show respect.
Yeah.
Right. So again, those two kids right there and Jackie taking a photo. Typically, sometimes, you know, us parents, we don't like our kids being taken, you know, people taking photos of our kids. But in a case like this, man, those kids, they deserve this respect. So that's doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
on K92.3.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Troy's over in Maitland. If you don't mind, Troy, why are you calling us this morning? Like, I know calling a radio station could be a big deal.
I went on a great date. You know, at the end of the date, there is an interesting vibe. Anyway, I'm not exactly sure. You know, I've got a great job. I've got a great career. So it's like, I'm curious what might have happened.
Well, you know? In your email, it's kind of interesting you say that, Troy, because we just had an event recently in the last couple of weeks. And I remember somebody coming up saying, so how do these people reach out to you? They send you an email. So did you hear from her via text, phone call, whatsoever at all after that first date?
Yeah, we texted a little bit afterwards, but it was mostly just like one word answers, very, you know, short and whatnot.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get her on the line, and we'll talk to her first and then see if we can get the both of you talking, okay?
Cool, thanks.
Hello?
Kelly, please.
This is Kelly.
Kelly, good morning. My name is Obi, and that's Ashley.
Good morning.
So before we freak you out, there's two of us on the line right now because both of us do a morning show together on the radio. Okay, and our job is to get you back together with a guy that you already went on a date with.
Why?
Why? So why is because Troy actually reached out to us first, and now he hasn't heard anything from you. So we are just really trying to get to the bottom of it for him.
No, no, no. Troy, somebody I went on a date with recently.
Troy?
Yeah. So if you know who Troy is, he's trying to get back together with you.
I do. I do know a Troy, but I don't know about that.
Well, and that's why we're calling. Is there a reason we can tell him?
Well, honestly, it's a little crazy because I've noticed with Troy, he had like this huge Bluetooth in his ear the whole date for like 2 hours. It was really weird because throughout the date, I asked him like, did he want to remove it? And he was like, no, I don't want to remove it.
Wait a minute.
It
wait a minute.
You're talk- really weak.
Wait, hold on. Are you talking about like, I heard you say Bluetooth. You're talking about like a phone thing.
No, not like an ear pod. It was something like totally different. It was like a really big Bluetooth in his ear.
Like the old school almost looking ones that are like black. I mean, people definitely still wear them though. I've seen them. Yeah.
Yeah. He had something like that in the whole time. And I asked him to remove it. And he said like, he absolutely could not remove it. But I noticed, like, for the whole date, like, nobody called, nothing happened. And it just seemed really, like, awkward and weird. And I just can't imagine, like, dating somebody like that.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Because, I mean, is that the only thing other than that? He's an attractive guy? And
yeah, he's a really attractive guy. He's really successful, he said. And,
okay, so then let's get you... So then let's get you guys back together again. I want to tell you that Troy is on the line, and now we can all talk about this.
Hi, Kelly. I know this is like kind of crazy.
Wait, what are you doing on the phone?
Okay.
I called them to see if they could reach out to you because I was only getting one word answers from you, you know? And it wasn't like productive, so I wanted to see where we were at. I can explain, though, if you want to hear it.
Well, no, I want to know why were you on your Bluetooth? Like, why couldn't you remove it from your ear the whole time? Like, nobody called you.
Usually, I don't go without a call for like 45 minutes. Well, it's usually nonstop all the way until the night. Just so you're aware, that is my life.
And Troy, real quick, I mean, I can respect a hard worker by all means. That, you know, you don't want to lose out on business or anything. I think I see where she's coming from, though. Is like you can't even go on a date though, or have any type of just you and her time to catch up on your day, especially if it was dinner.
I mean, like, work and life are seamless for me. That is who I am at my core, and who I am as my profession.
How often a day do you have the Bluetooth device thing in your ear?
It's always.
Troy, I really just can't deal with that because I feel like at some point I'm really gonna want your attention. And I feel like you just never want to put that down.
Wow.
No, you got it, though. Like, I was giving you full attention during the date, wasn't I? Or was I, like, was I preoccupied?
I feel like you was more worried about the Bluetooth staying in your ear than just taking it out for 2 seconds.
This is your guys' situation, and obviously, Kelly, thank you so much for letting us talk to you, but where do you guys see this going?
I just don't think it's going to work because I really feel like it will be like he's 24 hours at work and I would never get his full divided attention always.
Wow, Troy?
I mean, I feel like I'm able to separate it out in my mind and I'd be able to be there for you and I can promise you that.
I just hope that it doesn't become a situation where one day I had a baby and we were together and then you just taking a call.
Oh, man, yeah.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah, that is fair.
Okay, so at least we got you guys talking. You guys can talk further off the air, but at least this sounds good, right? We're gonna try. We're going to offer you guys that $75 gift card. Maybe this time, Troy, you can disconnect a little bit.
Second chance?
Yes, I'll give him a second chance.
Well, keep us posted.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
And there you have another show from Obie and Ashley. Hey, we really appreciate you taking the time. We realize that life is busy, and so the fact that you give our show a listen, it really is important. So the other ways that you can find us, my partner here, Ashley.
Yep, on Instagram, @AshleyInFlorida. Super easy.
And then me, anywhere you search Obie Diaz. That's where you'll find me. All right, thank you again for making this podcast the number one most listened to podcast in Central Florida. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.